During the course of just 6 years, the demographics of Europe had changed irredeemably. The density of Poland's population fell by 27%, and some areas in the east of the country were now barely populated at all. Countries that had once been ethnically mixed had been cleansed so extensively that to all intents and purposes, they now included only a single ethnic group. That's not by accident. As well as an absence of people, therefore, there was an absence of community and an absence of diversity. Large areas of Europe had become homogeneous. This process would only accelerate in the months after the war. Unquote. From Keith Lowe, Savage Continent, Europe in the Aftermath of World War II. Always remember who has the resources to cause massive havoc. It ain't us. Here in the U.S., at the very moment when its populace has come together more than at any time in its history, is it random? Is it a mystery? Is it accident and unplanned that we're seeing a level of sowing division seeds that is unprecedented? Always remembering that it only takes a tiny few to sink a fragile hope grown in the vast majority. A tiny few. In police forces, and in universities. And by the way, there's a good illustration of this in the current East Bay Express, the one of March 26, 2014, which, by the way, in one day had disappeared from a lot of boxes. I had to circulate around and around and around to a lot of them to find one, a box that had these. And this was just Friday morning. When I was looking for a paper that came out Wednesday, it never disappears that quick. I don't think that's an accident either. Anyway, the article is called OPD Promoted Cops Involved in Scott Olson Case by Ali Winston. Quote, as the Express reported, because they've been, I have to give them some props for this. They've been thinking about this issue of it only takes a few to cause the loss of hope and to cause us to get distracted. Not that we're focused yet, but we're getting there. But the Express has been pointing out, identifying that there's just a tiny few number of officers who are responsible for a lot of the targeting of people. And I do not believe that Scott Olson was intended to survive this. Not when they intentionally tried to keep folks from helping him. Those one or two or three or four. I mean, it doesn't take very many. Quote, as the Express reported in December 2011, those teams also included these they created these tactical squads. Of, you know, small number of trained officers who have been infiltrated by folks paid to destroy our hope and to distract us. Anyway, these teams also included, quoting the article, several OPD officers who had used deadly force in the past and had been involved in numerous use of force cases over the years, unquote. So it only takes a few. With allegiance not to life, not to open-ended and I'm talking about the people who orchestrate this, not to open-ended possibilities, but the opposite of this. Plato's dictum, no change. Keep them frozen in place in their separate boxes if you would rule and establish perfection. And it only takes a few. And that's most of us with allegiance to simply paying their bills. But I suspect that for that level of duplicity, it's more than just taking the money and running. So could racist frat parties be a tactic? Is power capable of such machinations? Power is constantly sowing these seeds of division between us, constantly planting them in the media. Is it really possible? Is it really possible that the punditry doesn't see them? Doesn't see this tactic? I doubt it, which means it screams all the more. There's silence.